Dave.
Yes.
Go ahead. What about you? How did it impact your life?
From the very beginning. Really from the very beginning. My mother graduated from a black college in Pennsylvania called Cheney.
Cheney State.
And outside of Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. Came to New York, went to Columbia Teachers College, and started out as a teacher. She and her cousin, they started out as organizers, and they got fired. They got fired for trying to organize teachers in the early 1930s. So I grew up in this. A cousin of mine was walking around in Harlem without a job. Without a job, but he had graduated from Tuskegee. He was an agronomist. He got a job in Russia. He got a job in Russia during the Depression. He was making $200 a month in Russia as an agronomist, advanced because the Russians didn't have the agronomists to do the job. My mother had me going by Bloomstein, so all these places, you know, marching all the time. You know, we had communists coming in the house all the time, mostly the women who had problems with their husbands. So I was in that. My first union card was my mother became like a big shot in the ILGWU in the cloak industry. That was where the money was, and because she was a big shot, and I knew how to press. My grandfather was a tailor. I used to get work on Saturdays. So the whole history. I went out with the NMU, and let's say some of the great people in there was Fernando Smith, who was the NMU president. You know, and they crushed him. But he had to go back to Jamaica, you know. So I'm part of this history of you know. I still have it, and I go through my stuff. I see my card, dudes. So I was born into it, and I'm gonna tell my brother. I'm 90 years old, man, and I was born in Harlem in 1930.
Wow.
I was born at home in 1930, yeah. On 7th Avenue, where everything was happening, 129th Street. Yeah. So, right. A lot of yeah, I was in all that.
Right. And Angel.
The riots, you name them. I was there, okay? Yeah.
Okay, you got it. And Angel, tell me about how the movie that influenced your life and how Carlos X.
let's see the time we have anyway. So, well, one thing, when we were signing all the luminaries, we definitely cannot forget the sisters such as Lucy Parsons and Claudia Jones, and even further before that, the works of the education philosopher Anna Julia Cooper. And I say that because definitely you cannot forget the sisters, and without the movement, I would have never thought to say anything about that. So the movement really asks you to think very broadly. On a broad level, listen to all the stories. And he's been telling me stories of Resurrection City for years. And, you know, it never gets old. It's still fresh and relevant. And I think that's the real key. Everything we're talking about is still relevant. It just needs to be really revitalized and presented in a way that young people can understand today. And as a teacher, I strive to do that. I mean, that's why how did the movement influence me? How was I influenced? Well, if I'm presented with a student, say, hey, this student has a disability, needed some accommodations. Can you work with them? I say, sure. I don't pretend to know, but I'm dedicated to that student's right to an education, to do what I can to make sure that student's right is honored and valued. And in honoring that student's right to an education, my own freedom to teach. My academic freedom is bound up with those students' rights to an education, their freedom to learn. Mm-hmm. And we need to fight for these rights together. So this movement requires you to have a long memory. And I'm very happy to have as young as I am, have a long memory still. So it's going to get a lot longer. But that's the idea. We need to pass this on. So it's a sense that I got to pass this on.
Say one thing for all of us old time. We have a wonderful resource here in the Capital District, a wonderful resource, and that's the State Library. Everything is there. If you want to go and find out what the past was like, you should spend some time. I've spent the last few years in the State Library, and I was able to read all the crisis, all Father Divine's papers. The New Day.
The newspaper.
Communist Party papers. A group out in Buffalo who's really very strong. You can go there. They'll help you if you want to bring the kids and sit down. They'll set aside a room for it. But it's an excellent resource. And they have all the up-to-date electronics there, so we should use that place. And one of the main rooms set aside and named in there is for Kenneth Clark. There's a Kenneth Clark auditorium, you know.
Wow.
And that building. So we can, it's not too hard for us old timers to go there and spend the day, you know. And pick up these kernels so that we can pass them on, because they're there.
Okay. I'd like to say something. Could I say something?
Yeah, go ahead. Can I get Leon here?
Also, not only the State Library, but also the Arturo Schomburg Library, Public Library in 135th and Lenox Avenue, that you should go there, because it tells you about all types of things, all different books of everybody that wrote from all over the world. And you know that scholars come from all over the world just to go to right here at 135th and Lenox Avenue to learn knowledge. Some to tell the truth and some for miseducation. But I just wanted to tell David that he also, David knows about Benjamin Davis when he was a city councilman. And Pete, what's his name again? Pete?
Caccione,
who was a city councilman in New York. I think that you remember that when I was growing up, I'll tell you a secret. When I was growing up, my family used to take me to this one's called the Antonio Meyas, Julio Antonio Meyas Cuban Club, when I was young, in which my aunt was the head of the kindergarten there.
Okay, Leon, I'm going to give you the last word.
I was mesmerized by the experiences of my brothers were talking about. It's such a joy to be here. In terms of, with me, the civil rights movement literally changed my life. It saved me. I was the original roughneck, so to speak. So in terms of me getting involved in the civil rights movement, it saved my life and made me be more responsible. I just wanted to say it was a joy being here tonight, listening to the brothers talk and reminiscing about old things. I hope that I'll be able to participate in this in future talks, because I think it's educational. And enriching in many ways, and so that's my closing thoughts.
Okay, you know, I want to say that I hope all of y'all are write books, because y'all have a lot. You know, Leon, I know you working on some. Dave, I hope you're working on your, and Carlos, your son, say y'all gonna be working on something. Yeah, do them books, and there have been some historical stuff in this discussion tonight. I mean, two people from the 1960 Poor People March. And we're gonna have to pull that out. We're gonna have to need that information. So I want to thank y'all again. You know, we went longer than I had planned to, and I want to thank y'all for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you, Willie.
All right. And thank you, Willie.